Like an idiot.
Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Oh, it's fucking Christmas time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Prove How you doing, man?
It's time to empty your pockets. It's Christmas.
Yeah. You put a price tag on the people you love.
Yes, exactly. This is when you expose how much you love everybody.
Love you this amount of dollars worth.
Gucci bag. That's how much.
You got to throw the bag. You got to spend the bag. Or you got to be creative as hell.
Okay, creative. That's actually, what do you think is better?
You got to put some thought. I like gifts that have some thought into it.
I like that for birthday.
Because I feel like if you just throw like something designer at someone, or something like that,
no one's going to be upset about
that. It's like, it's cool because it's expensive, but it's like, you know, anybody could get that. What'd you get your kids?
Barbie Dreamhouse, LOL surprise shit. A bunch of toys. Oh, I got them a vintage gumball machine. They got the quarters in it.
Gumball?
The gumball machines.
Oh. Oh. Oh, are those actual gifts for us? Have a Jehovah Christmas. But it's a Grinch hand holding the fucking Christmas ball because I guess Jehovah's is a very Grinchy thing.
Merry Christmas.
Can I go in this bag?
Hey, you can't just grab your presents.
I thought, all right, well, what's in there? What is that? Bad business.
It's presents, but only for people that are not on the naughty list.
Yeah?
So, Daniel Marrero of the Bronx.
Jesus, throw my whole name out there, huh?
It's on every show in the show description.
Okay.
Santa knows everything.
I didn't know that.
I see you when you're sleeping. Yeah. I know when you're awake, and I've come here on Christmas Day to be with you guys and ask, do you deserve these gifts?
It's hard to tell. I got into a lot of shit this year.
Do we deserve gifts?
Baby's first Christmas.
Aww. Santa loves this.
All right. So, for those who don't know, I grew up in a Jehovah's Witness household. So, we didn't have holidays. There was no Christmas. We didn't celebrate Thanksgiving. Birthdays were out of the question.
Well, I'm here to bring the two of you.
Easter, no, forget
your
about it.
First Christmas.
Trick or treating never went.
The first bad business Christmas.
Okay.
Because we have a Jehovah's Witness and a man who grew up Muslim. So I'm giving you guys
assholes.
Your first Christmas gifts.
You have Christmas as a Muslim?
We used to put lights on palm trees and camels in the house. We participate.
Barack, have you been naughty or nice?
A good guy. I've been solid.
Name one good thing you've done this year.
I bought a homeless guy some beer.
That's actually pretty nice.
That's not that nice.
He needed it.
Is it also naughty? Would you admit that?
Yeah.
Beer is naughty, objectively. It's alcohol.
It's like naughty.
Yeah, and that's the name of the other list.
Oh.
Well, if you just give him money, he's probably just going to spend it on beer anyway.
Yeah,
that's also a very naughty thing to say. I might have to throw these in the trash.
No.
Santa throws kids in the trash.
It's your first Christmas, and if you don't prove that you are on the nice list, I have to throw these in the trash.
I helped the lady carry her stroller all the way up the stairs to the train.
Oh, the train.
Very recently.
Oh, a good thing.
I'm not going to flex all my good deeds because that doesn't mean I'm a good person if I'm
That's
doing it just to brag
Christmas
about it.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Flexing your good deeds?
Yes.
Like, I was this amount of good this year.
When do you think the most charity in America is done?
Oh, I did donate to a charity.
That's what I'm saying.
I did
I that. Fucking hate your Santa voice.
Why? I'm Saint Nick.
No, you're not. All right. Well,
I'm jolly old Saint Nick.
What's in the fucking bag, Santa?
That's not very nice.
I'm going to have to throw these out in the garbage.
Yeah, he's making fun of religions on the bags. That's not very nice.
What is disrespectful about have a Jehovah?
Because he don't have Christmas, because so it's a fucked up
and
car.
And it's also a Grinch holding it. So, like, it's implying that Grinch is not a good Christmas person.
You are not one to judge me.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you did, but, yeah, it's fucked up.
But why would I say Santa loves Danny?
Like, Jehovah stole Christmas from the children.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's implying.
You're reading
that's
into it way too much.
I guess that's what he's in the garbage.
Come on. Be nice.
Yeah. I'm all right. I'm nice.
What is nice? Say one nice thing.
I love everyone.
Pretty lazy, Brock.
One nice thing, flowers. That's pretty nice.
That's the spirit of that is a little better. You can pick one of these.
I want the small.
But I might throw the other one in the trash.
Oh.
That's what Christians believe.
A nice thing I did when I graduated, someone's cap and gown got sent to me by accident, but it had their name on it, right? So I looked them up on LinkedIn, and I found...
In high school, you were on LinkedIn?
No, I'm talking about college.
Oh, that's still pretty nice that you were getting it.
And I tracked them down on LinkedIn, and I found them, and I'm like, hey, I got your shit, bro. And they
Did you curse?
No, I was like, hey, I got your stuff.
That's pretty nice.
And I Googled them. They sent me their address, and I mailed it to them. So they were able to have it.
Did you pay for the postage?
No, obviously, they zelled me for it.
Oh, that's not very nice.
No, what am I supposed to do? Pay for it, too?
What?
I'm supposed to pay for it, too? I'm going out of my way already.
It would be nice if you did.
Wait, why is the fact that he's on LinkedIn nice? That's all I know. He said, LinkedIn, that's nice.
It's not naughty.
All right, man. I give up.
Don't people hook up on LinkedIn?
It looks like I
if
have to
you
throw
hook up
yours.
On LinkedIn, you're fucking horny as hell.
That is naughty behavior.
Yeah, you jump into a shorty's DMs on LinkedIn.
I have to throw. No, this is specifically for Danny, but I have to throw it in the trash.
There's nothing even in there.
That's a big bag.
He's got a real gift.
I did.
Do you want to show what your gift is?
M&M and vape. Santa's the fucking best.
Oh, shit.
I picked a good one. Thank you, Santa.
It was for you, Barack. I knew just what you wanted.
All right, Santa.
All right.
Just say one nice thing you've done this year, Danny. It can't be that hard.
Yeah, vape, fuck you. Santa's the best.
I donated to Wikipedia.
That's still not very good.
That's nice as hell.
You've been using Wikipedia forever. How much money did you give it?
$23.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's pretty nice.
That's a hefty donation.
He keeps emailing me.
I would. Who?
The guy from Wikipedia. He keeps emailing me.
Thank you so much. Thank you, bro.
No, he keeps asking for more money. He emailed me today, and this is the subject line. I know I said I was done. Look, Jimmy. You see Jimmy?
That guy is sick fuck, dude.
He's texting you like an ex-girlfriend. Like, hey.
I know I'm done. I'm sorry.
You have me blocked everywhere.
He's emailing you at 3 a.m.? Drunk?
Just asking for more money for Wikipedia. Hi, Daniel. Please don't skip this 1 minute read. It's Jimmy Wales, founder of Wikipedia. He just keeps asking for more money. How about you give him something nice for Christmas? Give him some money. Give him a gift card.
You want me to give Wikipedia my money?
Jimmy Wales, yeah.
You, Danny, who can't prove that he should be on the nice list, is going to tell Santa Claus, the immortal wizard man from the North Pole, how to spend his money?
Yeah, you should. It's one of the most valuable tools that we've ever had is Wikipedia, without question.
And you gave $23.
Yes.
And you think that is the nicest thing you've done this year?
No, I'm being put on the spot.
We beat up a groper at a club.
That was mad years ago.
Yeah, we did it though. We saved the girl's life. She cried and hugged us.
Yeah.
He groped her.
That was like 2018. He's asking about this year.
This year?
When did you donate to Wikipedia? What was the LinkedIn story? What was that about?
That was all this year. I'm talking about all this year.
Okay.
Everything's been this year.
It just seems like you get a gift.
Wait, no, I got it. I
you're
think
not
of
very
some,
nice.
I can think of something I did that was nice.
No, you get the gift, buddy. You're good, I guess.
All right.
And Barack.
Again? Awesome. Two gifts.
I don't know what's in here, everybody, for a record.
I got a...
Oh, I got a notebook.
I got a notebook. This notebook and vape. Yeah, Santa, you're the best.
I got a nice black notebook that was probably laying around the office.
No, notebook and vape is the best. Santa's the best.
I got, what is this?
Is that a basketball?
It's a tin.
It's a tin can.
It's probably got nothing in it.
Probably coal.
You know, help me take this out. I'm not good at opening gifts.
Wrapping paper. Bad for bad business. Why is it Star Wars?
Baby Yoda, there's Darth Vader, some Stormtroopers.
He knows he's like Star Wars.
R2-D2.
Santa knows everything.
I'm not really into Star Wars. Wait, hold on. They kind of ruined it.
This is kind of funny. I want to keep this. Please, I'm keeping. This is funny. This is funny shit.
Have a Jehovah Christmas?
It's like he stole it from the kid, the Jehovah kids.
You have a knife?
Santa doesn't carry knives.
If that's a sewing kit.
It says what it is.
It's cookies? Oh, there's calories. Yeah, it's cookies. You got cookies, bro.
I can't get this shit open.
You got cookies, I got vape.
It says what it is on the bottom.
Oh. Caramel, cheddar, butter. Oh, it's popcorn.
Popcorn! Oh,
thank you, Santa, for this popcorn.
So, can we hit the pause button? Because you go to the movies alone.
I haven't been to the movies alone in a while.
He's been in a tin.
The last movie I saw alone was Blade Runner 2049.
I hope you guys have enjoyed your Christmas gifts. And that it will encourage you to be nicer next year, maybe.
Santa knows everything.
There will be better things for you next year.
Hey, thank you, Santa. I have some questions, Santa.
I guess I'm here.
You're judging us on people being naughty and nice and whatnot.
Yes, I am.
I have the top 10 most searched people on Google this year. And I want you to give me, are they naughty or are they nice?
Before we do this, may I suggest me and Barack try to guess one or two of the people that are on the list?
Yeah, sure. That sounds like a good thing a producer might suggest.
Okay.
But we don't have one today. He's a piece of shit. He's not here.
He's in hell.
In regards to Google searching, I'm going to assume the Swifties did not know who Travis Kelce is.
Oh.
So I'm going to say Travis Kelce's on the list.
That's a very nice thought.
He's number... I'm not going to say, but he's on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got to lay up one. We'll go until we miss.
This is yours. I opened it by accident.
You gotta figure Elon Musk is in there.
Nope.
Bad Santa.
Nope. You got to get your fucking list together, Santa.
You get a pass because of the vape, Santa.
Stop booing me. I came down from the North Pole.
You want to go for two for two?
Okay. I'm going to... I don't want Ice Spice.
No.
Fuck.
It took too long, but no. All right. So I'm gonna start from number 10.
Okay, okay.
You're going to tell me if they're naughty or nice, or what do you think about them,
Santa? I think some of these may be complex.
Matt Rife, number 10.
Oh. May I ask you your opinions on Matt Rife?
I don't know, he's kind of a douchebag.
Barack, any thoughts? Is he Googling
Oh,
him?
Dude, that guy's a bitch.
Yeah?
He's
a bitch?
He's a bitch.
What makes him a bitch?
Dude, he's like, how you, I don't know, he's always on my feet, on and it's nothing funny.
That makes him a bitch, I guess, yeah, hey.
Always on my feet, like he's a bitch.
Hey, you're on my feet, you're a bitch.
Santa's seeing him too much on his feet as well.
Yeah, dude, he's not even funny.
He's funny-ish, but
he does a lot of crowd work.
His attitude is unnecessary.
Work. Yeah.
He's
been in some hot water recently.
Hey, because, Tinder? No way.
He's been in some hot water recently because he tweeted out a link to a special Ed helmet to people. He was like, hey, if you're offended at my comedy, you might want to buy one of these. And then people clicked it, and it was a retard helmet.
That's fucked up.
It's very 2006 energy.
The way you said that is fucked up.
What?
It was very
you said
naughty.
The hard R.
I know. Santa's going to have to bleep that.
All right.
If he bleeps it, I say hard R. Does that sound crazy?
Santa is going to have to bleep a couple things.
We're going to roll past that. We're going to go to number 9 on the list. Number 9 on the list.
Man Rife is on the naughty list.
Okay.
I'm not good with names. So
he's had a good enough year financially. He does not need anything from me. And also, he hasn't been very kind.
Okay, next up on the list, Danny Masterson.
Oh, the guy rapist.
Yes, yes, yes.
You might know him from that 70s show. He played a character named Hyde.
He's been in hot water for years. Everyone has known he's been on the naughty list. He's been on the naughty list since that Conan appearance, where Conan said, "You will be found out." And yeah, that's a real thing that happened. You could Google it.
Is he on the naughty list because he's a Scientologist?
Oh, yes. Christianity is almost necessary to get on the nice list. The Christians created the holiday. I do answer to them a little.
More.
Yeah, more than you think. I have to talk to the Pope once a year.
You think kids pray to Santa? Santa, please.
They write letters.
I remember one day, one year, I wrote a Christmas list on a piece of toilet paper, and I threw it off my balcony like, Santa, please.
Save me.
My reindeer got it.
Oh, popcorn. I'm good. Thank you.
Santa'll have a popcorn.
So
that's like selling weed and smoking with the person you sold it to.
So what do you think? Daddy Masterson, naughty or nice?
Naughty list.
100% naughty, dude.
He's
fuck?
A terrible person.
He's a fuck. I can imagine him like, hey, you want some of these drugs?
And he portrayed, he portrayed marijuana.
You're
kind of
fucked up. You want to go to my house?
I don't think that's how he did it.
I'm pretty sure that's how he did it.
I think he beat them.
I don't want to get into the specifics.
I think he beat women.
And then did that?
Raped him, yeah.
That's fucked.
Why?
He's a fucking...
Why?
That's sick.
Why must you talk this way?
How are you a celebrity and do that shit, you fucking idiot?
Scientologists are crazy, dude. I don't know.
It's because Scientology, they teach them that?
No, they're just...
John Travolta,
they're very powerful and evil people.
That's so fucked up shit. I don't want to even talk about next, man.
Like, they're
next.
Like a gang.
Next, fuck that shit.
Saying Scientology it's a cult. Is bad.
I don't like that shit.
So, Scientology is an automatic so onto naughty. The naughty list. All right.
Next up on the list is Jamie Foxx.
Oh!
Oh, no.
He got hit with
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's your problem with him, Santa?
It's his first year on the naughty list.
What'd he do?
I think he just got popped for some crimes.
What?
He's getting sued for sexual yada yada.
He is, actually. Yeah.
That's why he got sick, you think?
No. That was before that.
Also,
that was
he did
before
get
that.
Sick. He's not on the naughty list because of the sickness. It's because of the allegations.
No, when did the allegations happen?
So
after or before?
Santa,
a couple months ago.
Santa does not believe in innocent until proven guilty in the court of law.
Oh.
Santa is focusing his
on
time.
Allegations and rumors and riffraff
if
and gossip.
You wanna say,
shouldn't you know everything?
Hey, I do. That's why it's interesting that this guy who looks like a Turkish cab driver...
I'm wearing a green flannel and a black beret. No, beanie.
He's trying
black
to lecture
beanie.
Me on what happened and what not. I see you when you're sleeping. I know when
All
you're
right.
awake.
All right. Naughty or nice, Jamie Foxx?
First year on the naughty list.
How about you, Brock? No, who cares what you think about these people?
Dude, I'm starting to think that he got sick on purpose because he was getting those allegations happen.
So he had a heart attack?
No, he doesn't say. He doesn't say what happened.
Can I say something?
Did he say what happened?
What's up?
The naughty and the nice list is mostly for children. Adults' lives are far more complex.
Carly Russell, number 6-7.
Carly Russell?
Yeah. She faked being kidnapped.
People are doing some terrible things to get Googled in this year.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about?
So she's the number 7th most Googled this year.
Santa witnessed a thing in his youth.
What'd you witness, Anna?
There was a woman who pretended to be an astronaut and stole a child from my area and pooped herself straight down to Florida.
Hey, I'm an astronaut. Wow. Come with me.
Yeah.
You want to go to fucking Mars?
She was
moon?
She was the mother of the child, but it was kidnapping.
Oh.
Because she didn't have custody?
Yeah, and she was also an astronaut.
Every time I see an Amber Alert, I just automatically assume it's the dad.
I think women should have custody of children no matter what.
Can we get an applause?
It's fucked up. I mean, if she's an alcoholic and beat her shit, that's different. But
you just said always.
Always.
Do you not recognize the point of words?
Yeah, I think there should be a process. If they're alcoholic, we should put them in a program for them in the future to be
the
legal
Barack.
Guardian.
Number 6 on the list is Andrew Tate.
Oh,
also naughty list. He was like a sex crime guy too.
I thought lives are complex for adults.
But sex crimes too.
Is it still going?
No, even that cam.
Human trafficking
stuff human trafficking.
Number 5.
Yeah, okay,
he's naughty. Lil Tay.
Naughty. Oh, yeah, the girl that disappeared for a long time. The little
Asian rapping girl.
Oh yes, she's been on the naughty list.
Yeah,
she
weirdo.
Curses and flexes money on the gram.
All these people are very inappropriate.
That's a weirdo.
I think
I'm going to give people a layup to the nice list because we're not getting a lot of nice guys.
So she's nice.
No, she's not nice.
Oh, geez.
She curses on the internet.
I wish producer Pete was here. He'd have a lot to say about this next person. Who? On the naughty list. On the top Google list. My bad. Number
you
4.
Just called it the naughty list.
It's pretty much number. All they're all naughty at this point. I'm keeping track.
All right.
Number 4 is Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, you know.
He just shriveled up.
He's changing.
He's Tucker Carlson. He has not been very nice. He's been funnier recently now that he's off of Fox News. He interviewed that crackhead who claimed to suck off Barack Obama.
That was fire.
That's all I remember him from this year, and that's funny.
So he made the nice list.
No, he's on the naughty list, too. These are terrible people.
What a crazy year.
Number 3, Travis Kelce.
Oh, he's not doing bad.
I like him. Good
he's
boy.
He's doing a lot of commercials, and I don't care
Good
for
boy.
That.
You know what the funny thing is? People were bringing up all of his old tweets when he started dating Taylor Swift. Because I guess they were trying to like find some dirt on him and cancel him.
Hit me with it. What did he say?
He was just saying the most like dumb shit ever. Like, hold on a second.
He's from Ohio. They're not the
what do you expect?
Fuck, I wish I had people. His fucking tweets ready.
But in comparison Can you edit this? To these other people, I can't do anything. I'm Santa.
All right.
But Travis Kelce's nice compared to all those other people.
Number 2 on the list is Jeremy Renner.
Oh!
He didn't do anything bad.
Snowplow man!
Yeah, he got attacked by a snowplow.
He got attacked by a snowplow?
Maybe it was his
Like
fault.
It was a sentient being? Yeah. The snowplow saw him and said, fuck this
T-1000.
Avenger.
T-1000.
Let's see him avenge this shit.
Santa will say this about Jeremy Renner.
How you come out normal out of a shredder?
He got maimed and mauled.
You gotta have a lot of money to fix
That's
yourself.
A clone.
It's like, you know, like in cartoons when like a character falls to a paper shredder?
Yeah, and he flies. Yeah,
he like came out Jerry. In pieces and he was just like,
the man. Eyeballs in that pile of ash.
It's a rare way to get injured.
Yeah.
Snowplow. What happened to your back, that snowplow?
Sean Kingston in the jet ski accident.
Oh, that's the man.
That's also so,
number one on the top 10 search most people on Google this year is Damar Hamlin.
Wait, he's number 2?
Number 1.
Well, number 1, Damar. Oh.
How's he number 1? Did that happen this year?
I guess everybody's shocked about the heart attack that was on national.
That happened this year. Like right before playoffs.
At the beginning of the year.
Yes. No, top that was last year.
That's top of the year,
No, it's this year. Top of the year.
Top of the year, February.
Yeah.
It happened during fantasy football playoffs.
Last season.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Damar Hamlin.
I didn't know Santa.
Do you think he's naughty or nice?
Santa watches football. Santa watches everything.
I think he's on the naughty list.
For what reason?
Because he's gotten to way too much attention from it.
Well, you can't handle how much attention you're given.
No, he's not even a good player.
Yeah, that's fine, but we watched him almost die.
Yeah but who cares? He could have. All right, let's say he had a heart attack half an hour earlier. Would anybody give a shit?
I mean, I think the point is,
just because it happened on the football field, he deserves a parade?
I think the point is that people...
No, there is not a parade.
He's the favorite to win the NFL Comeback Player of the Year.
He did come back. From,
yeah, Santa's
and he's life-threatening. He's played like 5 snaps this whole year.
Santa is not concerned about who wins Comeback Player of the Year in the NFL.
Daniel is.
Yeah, Danny, this is...
He probably got a bet on it.
I don't think you can even bet on that award.
I'm sure
he
could
bet on it. He's the favorite by far. He's been the favorite all year.
Yes, because of narrative.
Yeah, it sucks. It's
Life
stupid.
Life isn't cut and dry.
It's stupid.
Narrative plays a part in this whole thing.
They put him. They put his number on the team ambulance.
You want the Bills. Well, that was its stupid move by the team.
They're going to hang his number up.
Tell me this. You want the Bills to cut Damar Hamlin.
No, I don't want them to cut him, but I want everybody to stop sucking his dick like he fucking...
Can he stop them from sucking his dick?
They act like there was a bomb under the stadium and Damar Hamlin is the only one who stopped it.
He covered it with his heart.
Yeah. like he fucking stopped Bane. Bane that blew up a stadium? They act like he foiled Bane's explosion or some shit.
I think the point is you put your life on the line in the NFL and this is just one of the cases that is like most recent and documented and seen by millions of people. So they're just like... Giving him his credit, like, thank you for playing the sport and putting a show on for people.
And if he can get in a couple commercials and make some money, average lifespan of an NFL
career. Yeah, the top-selling jersey at one point.
Make that money.
Yeah. For what?
Because we watched him die.
Who cares?
They put their lives on the line.
I think it's fucking ridiculous. Yep. They put their lives on the line? They're football players.
Yeah, they put their lives on the line. You don't come out of football normal.
You're not going fucking...
You don't come out of boxing normal.
You're not going to Iraq and fucking disarming IEDs. Put your life on the line. You're not running into a blaze.
One thing both of these things have in common, you don't come out the same way you came in.
Well, that's because you get hit in the fucking head.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like boxing.
That's the point.
Yeah, but you make millions in the process. Well, no, it's a fair trade.
It's a trade-off.
It's a fair trade.
But do you also think
if someone
that
said, you, all right, I'm going to hit you in the head a bunch of fucking times, but I'll give you $20 million right now.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
No.
Yeah, you would.
I would.
Yeah, you would.
I would.
You would.
I would do it.
Exactly. Wouldn't you, Santa?
But what is the entertainment value in that?
You just going to hit me?
What? In what way is it worth it to hit him in the head?
I'm just saying it's a comparison.
Your points are stupid. And
for how long? Though. For 3 years only. Don't keep going.
No, not. All right, I guess I guess it could be over time. I'll just pop up and hit you in the head and then throw you some money. I meant all at once.
He hits me on the floor and he just throws money in my body.
I meant all at once, but you're like saying it like a full
this
career.
This is a really good point.
What?
Everything you're saying is a good point about why DeMar Hamlin should be vilified.
He sucks. I think it's stupid. I think they're
naughty list next.
I want to put him on the naughty list.
Put him on the naughty list. He's getting too much
that
attention.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. What a piece of shit he is. You're right.
All right. So 8 out of 10.
Why didn't you die? Not Gavin Ben.
All right. If he died, that'd be a different story. But he got right up. They stopped the game.
You sound like a literal
villain.
His
heart stopped, dude.
Yeah. Well, everybody wanted to keep playing.
He died, technically.
They literally
dead.
Did not want to play. That's why they stopped.
No, they said they wanted to play. The coaches said they wanted to play.
Only the coaches wanted to play. The only people that are not in the field.
The people that cannot die.
The players said they wanted to play. The Bengals wanted to play. The Bills wanted to play.
Of course the Bengals wanted to play. They were up.
Yeah, no one got hurt in the Bengals.
Yeah.
All right, well, I kind of benefited because I was playing somebody who had a Bills player in the fantasy playoffs. And they
might just end up on the naughty list.
Yeah. Well, you said I was on there anyway. And it's too late. You gave me my gift. So up yours, Santa.
It's a sign of Santa being a good guy is giving naughty children presents.
Well, what about James Cooper? Is he on the naughty list or the nice list?
I know a James Cooper.
He's the guy who he just got a DUI for crashing into Joe Biden's
car. Oh, that guy's a man.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh,
that guy's a fucking legend.
He's got the best DUI of all time.
Some things shoot straight up onto Santa's email.
No, imagine.
Yeah, I get emails now.
You're drunk.
I don't want to hear about
you're
it.
You're drunk and you get into your car and you're like, all right, James.
You got this.
You got it.
Couple blocks.
You'll be right home in no time. Just, you're good. Just hyping himself. You know, like that. You know that little pre thing you do before you drug drive where you're like, pull it together. Now, you got it.
I'm thinking about the accident. It's like, oh, it won't be. It's probably nobody.
And then, he makes it like 2 blocks. Oh, shit.
I survived.
And Secret Service storms you. You're like, what the fuck? What happened? Secret Service ran out there. Like they thought it was like an attack on the president. And you're drunk. You're like, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry, man.
I'm thinking of it differently. Like he hit somebody. Say, oh, I hope it's nobody important. Joe, you just hit the president's car.
Joe Biden gets out the car. Like, what's your problem, Jack?
Doc Brandon here.
With his shades on, just fucking stumbling out.
When exactly did this happen?
This week.
God damn it.
Like a week ago.
I can't believe Joe Biden like rides in a car.
Well, he doesn't drive
it's
it
a normal
himself.
Car.
He has a limo service.
Just that he's out and about.
Well, he was in his hometown in, I think, Virginia. So this guy.
He's from Delaware.
All right. So, it was Delaware.
The
there you go.
The puppeteer needed to use the bathroom.
No, he's an old man. As an old man myself, I'm shocked to hear he's out doing these things.
You know who's a good old person? Dolly Parton. That's a guy.
She's fucking washed, and I was disgusted
no.
that she...
Dolly Parton is an...
I'm disgusted they put her on my television on Thanksgiving
Day.
I see
why they call her Fox News Danny.
Dude, that's aged beef.
No!
Right
what? If I was Fox News, I'd be like, yeah, Dolly Parton.
They hate Dolly Parton now.
Why?
Because she's pro everything.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm disgusted and offended that they put her on my television... During Thanksgiving.
It was better than Jack Harlow's performance.
That's damn right.
I'm disgusted that they put Jack
Santa
Harlow on my television.
Hip-hop. And
I'm disgusted
even,
they put Dolly Parton on my television.
Why are you mad at old women and people who almost
She
died?
Was half naked.
I love my ho-ho.
She was half naked wearing like fucking cowboy shit.
And what does that have to do with you?
She's 70.
I love that.
Age with grace.
She's aging
why can't you stand out there and be
That's
classful?
That's fucking Dolly Parton.
We could be have some class.
You act as if you would tell Dolly Parton to her face that she needs to put on.
You were going
to
ask her for a selfie.
I would tell her.
You'd be so happy to meet Dolly Parton.
I wouldn't. I don't like her music.
If she was here, you would be. Nobody. You're a young person. Why would you
I know like- Jolene, that's it.
And are you mad at Jolene?
No, she's cool.
Yeah.
I met fucking Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, how was
you
that?
You did.
Fucking awesome.
At Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
That's a weird place to meet
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Old Town Road remix.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That tracks.
Santa loves that song.
Shout out to James Cooper. He's starting off the new year in a pretty fucked up situation.
That guy's
Santa
a man.
Has seen a lot of DUIs.
Yeah.
And hitting the president.
Top.
It's up there.
I feel so bad for him though.
It would be a funny movie.
It's a lot to deal with, especially before Christmas.
Imagine when James goes back to his normal pub bar. He just goes back, guys. Am I right? That was nuts. Yeah, drinks out of me.
Dude, the fucking president over here. He hit the fucking president.
Oh.
This guy's a maniac. Buy him a shot right now.
We should write
about
it.
He's a maniac.
We should try to get him on the show.
I should have gotten that call with James that night.
That's very bad business. Drunk driving and crashing into the president's car. He's got to deal with his family every day. The holidays are here.
Can we keep up with this story?
Yeah, sure.
How long do you think he's going to go to jail?
I don't think he's going to go to jail.
They're going to throw the book at him.
No, he's going to get a slap on the wrist.
How
it's a
old
DUI.
Is he?
46.
Oh, he's getting 15.
He's not getting no 15.
Jesus.
Santa's
putting him on the naughty list for 15 years?
I don't think he's that bad. You know, people make mistakes, but yeah, he made a big one.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I've gotten a DUI.
James, I told you to stop drinking and drive. The president's gone.
You did it this time, James. You really did it.
Fucking asshole.
Mommy, what happened?
Can Santa tell you something?
Right around Christmas time, huh?
You know what your father did now? You know what your... Tell the kid. You tell them. You tell the kids what you did now, James.
The president's car.
The president. The president of America. United States.
Can Santa tell you something that happened exactly 1 week before the accident?
What happened 1 week before the accident?
James promised his wife he'd never drink again.
James.
And then
James.
He went out to celebrate after work.
This is real information. This is nuts, Santa. That's crazy.
Santa sees everything.
And
I'm never going to drink again. Boom. The president.
Ho, ho, ho.
I will tell you, DUIs are not fun.
You don't have to talk about it, Danny. Santa knows.
Hey.
Top DUI of all time. Tell him.
There's a lot of money involved.
A lot of sex. A lot of drugs.
I had court over Zoom on Christmas Day. I felt like a deadbeat father. I'm like clocking into this.
You're
shit.
You're dressed like a deadbeat father.
I'm wearing a flannel and a sweater.
Oh,
what's wrong with this?
And the world's tightest hat.
Hey, man. All right,
Santa got me a pink lemonade vape.
Does Santa have a game for us?
Ho, ho, ho. Santa does have a game for you.
Fuck right. Yeah.
Unless Brock has anything he wants to talk about.
Jonathan Majors. That motherfucker's a bitch.
Oh, no, no. I'm on Jonathan Majors' team.
No, I'm not. Megan, good job.
Why are you on? Your opinions are the worst.
I saw the video.
Here it is.
She was chasing him down the street.
Louis. Rockin' around
in the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Right. Deck the halls of pounds of Polly.
Yo, so Santa,
what the fuck you be doing on the weekend, Santa?
Santa doesn't like to talk about his weekends.
Oh yeah, naughty list talk.
No, the game is obviously Christmas trivia.
Oh well, I'm gonna do bad.
First to get to 3 points wins.
Is it just whoever says the answer first?
There are different variations of questions. For example, this question
for 1 point. Who can name the most things on in the song The 12 Days of Christmas?
Partridge in a Pear Tree.
There's one. Danny, your turn.
Doves?
That's a, I think, is it doves? I think, yeah. Turtle doves?
Two turtle doves, correct.
Gold ring. I said it.
I said correct to you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was saying it's not doves.
Turtle. Yeah, turtle doves. I was looking for it. You're good.
Gold rings.
Gold rings.
Singer singing.
Daniel. There's swans a-swimming.
Swans, yeah.
I don't know this fucking song. Fuck this song.
I was going to say swans.
It's a stupid fucking song. Yeah, it's about fucking commercialism, consumerism.
You think it's a song about, I guess. Yeah, it's about buying
stuff. He got
stuff.
Me all these things.
It is.
Listen, that's what the essence of every holiday is about. Consumerism. Making people spend money on shit they don't need to prove to people that they don't love, that they love them. All right? That's what every holiday is.
Who hurt you?
Jehovah.
It's just nice to be around people you love and give people stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to spend money to do it.
Was that what do you want people to grow fucking fruit and give it to each other?
Oh, yeah. The game is over?
No, we're having to talk about the point of Christmas.
When I was a kid, though, I was a son of a bitch.
That people are just nicer to each other this time of year?
That's beautiful. I love that.
And you got to thank Christmas to thank. Thank me, bitch.
Fuck you, Santa.
Yeah, people are being nice to each other because we do this.
Yeah, they're blowing bags on each other.
We were recording at 3:30 because of Christmas. Because everyone's fucking off because of me and Jesus. Two of us.
I do have 2 weeks off.
And you don't even like me.
You're all right, Santa.
Everybody on your holidays, enjoy it. Take the time to fuck off.
I work hard.
You know, it's my time. It's when I step up to the plate. You guys can fuck off work, record at 3:30, drink liquor.
Santa, why am I spending so much money if you're around?
You know.
Are you giving it to the fucking companies and making
what
these
toys?
What
have you done?
You make these toys?
You're not Christian.
You putting the price tag on these toys?
You pay for your gifts because you don't believe in Jesus. Santa, I don't make the rules.
Santa, I want to ask you a question about humanity.
Kids go to Catholic school. That money goes towards gifts.
What's the
you have a naughty and a nice list.
Yes.
And I don't think humanity is so black and white. I think there's a lot of gray areas in between.
Absolutely, but sometimes you got to make a call.
No.
You know Thanos? That's me. I make the call.
Thanos was random.
Thanos, yeah, it's pussy shit. Make a call. No. Have some balls.
No, but you have...
These guys are nice.
You're using some kind of judgment. You're using some kind of scale.
I'm immortal. I've seen it all. Who knows better? A 20-year-old?
All right, well, let me ask you a question. John Wilkes Booth, naughty or nice?
Complicated guy. Objectively naughty. Because if Abraham Lincoln stayed alive for like 3 more years, he could have avoided much of the destruction of civil rights and the Reconstruction era.
What I want to say is, to the people in the South, John Wilkes Booth is nice. He's a nice guy, right?
To who?
To the people in the South. He's a nice guy because he shot Abraham Lincoln.
The people who defended slavery liked the guy that killed Lincoln.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying there's a lot of gray areas.
I'm not them. I'm an immortal wizard man.
All right.
Who lives in the North Pole with elves making iPads.
How about this one? Israel, naughty or nice?
You can't do that.
Israel, naughty or nice, Santa? Make a call right now.
You condemn Israel. I finally kiss goodnight. How I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly...
It's out of our system. Still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow,
let it snow, let it snow. All right. One point to Barack.
I remember 1 year.
Can you name...
ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
All of
Christy Rock.
Santa's reindeer.
Dancer, prancer.
No, one at a time. One, dancer.
Prancer.
Rudolph.
Vixen.
Mixon. Nixon.
Nixon, the president?
Just a reindeer with a Nixon mask.
Reagan. Nixon.
Kennedy.
Lincoln. He gets shot every year.
You know what I was thinking of when Arnold Schwarzenegger had to do the reindeer?
Fill in the blank. First one to answer gets a point. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle.
All the way.
Point.
He needed one. I'll give it to him.
Hey. Fuck you. I don't need your charity.
I'm being a nice guy.
That's nice.
That's Christmas. That's nice. That's the spirit of Christmas right there.
Have yourself a
Merry Little Christmas.
2 points.
This awesome. Year.
And the final question. Tied 2-2 in holiday trivia. What is the last name of the character A Christmas Carol?
Ebenezer.
Of Ebenezer.
Scrooge.
I was going to say it. Let me tell you, Danny. You win. You win Christmas, Danny. Enjoy Christmas, bro.
I've never seen that movie.
It's a tale. It's not really a movie.
I like It's a Wonderful Life.
That's a good one. I like Family Man.
With James Stewart. Jimmy Stewart.
I like Family Man with Nicolas Cage.
What's the Family Man about?
He meets the angel of death. And
you've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love this movie.
I saw one year my dad, he couldn't get me an Xbox 360 for Christmas. And he was going all around trying to get it because it just came out. He was going all around. Like, he couldn't get it at any store he went to. So instead, he just sat me down and he watched Jingle All the Way with me.
Best movie ever.
But the movie is about, it's about a guy who can't get a really hot toy for his son on Christmas. So I feel like he brought me in the room and he was like, watch this movie. This is what I'm going through. I can't fucking do it. But Jamie, I can't deal with it.
But Jamie, I'm your father.
I'm Turbo Man.
I'm your father.
Turbo Man. I've seen
Turbo Man.
Yeah.
Simba.
I got the Xbox though. Shout out. He tried. It was a good year.
But congratulations. That sounds like a lovely Christmas.
It was cool.
I like Sinbad's rant at the store, toy store. Then they put the little kids inside there and they make you pay for it. And wait, the parents have to. You know, consumerism.
I feel them.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel them. I feel Sinbad on it.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this holiday.
But is it so nuanced?
It's a bullshit holiday.
But you can't just enjoy the time off.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Whatever.
Well, then shut up.
I don't have any time off.
I got 2 weeks off. I got nothing to do. I'm fucking sitting in my room.
But your day, your weeks will be easier.
Yeah, a little bit.
Thanks to me.
I have Christmas off.
I'm fucking sitting in my room like Martin Sheen at the fucking beginning of Apocalypse
I don't
now.
Control how you spend your
you
life.
You sit in your bathtub like Matthew Perry?
It's fucked up.
Sorry.
Man. You died. No. You never seen Apocalypse Now?
No, Charlie Sheen.
You guys never saw, both of you never saw that movie.
You don't know what Santa's seen?
You told me you never saw Apocalypse Now.
I did before recording.
The beginning throws me off with that Pandora's box.
The fuck are you talking about?
Oh, that's Hellraiser. Sorry.
How do you confuse the two?
Sorry. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own. A long time ago.
What happened to you a long time ago?
When I used to have very serious relationships and date around, I used to spend a lot of money.
Those things don't mix. Date around, very serious. Those are like the opposite.
When I used to look for girlfriends and have serious relationships, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Anyway, I used to spend a lot of fucking money. $1,500. Easy. Light.
God
straight.
Damn.
For how
ice.
Long?
No, Christmas.
You should know Santa.
But at what age?
Omnipresent Santa.
I used to make a lot of money at like 16, 17 years old.
Oh, yeah. Selling suits and bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. So, I remember I used to get the worst Christmas gifts in return.
Oh.
And the thing is, I never had Christmases. That's a word. I never used to partake in Christmas. But I thought it was a time to like, hey, here's something you never got that you wanted. Or some shit like that. That's what I used to do.
People interpret it differently.
Yeah. I used to get fucking socks, blankets, underwears, bullshit. And it's fucked up, right? How do you even talk to somebody like that? Like, how do you tell somebody like, hey, step your game up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I held it in. You know, I held it in. And one day I was fed up. I spent so much. I'm like, dude, like, what the fuck am I do with this blanket? For real.
What kind of blanket was it?
It was just it was a piece of cloth.
What did you give in return for the blanket?
Not in return. I gave somebody fucking like $600-$700 lingerie, perfume.
Well, lingerie is kind of a selfish gift.
It's not, because they keep it. And they after I leave them, they could fucking lavish some other dude with
it. It's like, looks sexy for me.
Nah, girls like lingerie no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they they like lingerie.
Some women write to Santa understand. For lingerie.
Yeah, it's understand.
But it seems like a selfish gift.
It seems like it, but girls just like lingerie. Girls like looking sexy for themselves.
It's
they
like
don't need
it's like getting
to
a girl.
Sexy for.
It's like getting a girl makeup for Christmas. Basically, like
that's,
tell them
that's
like,
fucked up.
Hey, look better.
But you know
Santa
what? They will like
given,
it.
Santa has given naked palettes. To women, do you know what a naked palette is?
Isn't that like
a bunch of makeup shit?
Urban Decay naked palettes?
It's a. I'm assuming it's makeup
shit. What
the
fuck is that?
Santa's bought a couple in his day.
Urban palettes.
That's kind of fucked up.
The name of the it is a. It is
it's
a
like,
makeup.
Aw, for Christmas he wants me to look prettier?
No, this is a thing like, that was all the rage.
You have to understand, girls like that. They like self-confidence.
It is sold at Sephora, and it is expensive.
Very expensive.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, but I just feel like it's a mixed message.
If you get a girl perfume, he's like, oh, I stink?
Do you think people just know what...
Oh, he thinks I stink? That's not what they're thinking. They like that stuff. They like that.
No, no, no.
Women like to feel confident
attention
and feel
sexy.
Attention
to detail is important. Yeah. If you know what her favorite makeup is, it's easy to buy. Ho, ho, ho.
Anyway, one day I came up with the balls. I got the balls. So, like, what the fuck am I going to do with this blanket?
Yeah.
For real. That's what I said like that.
Keep warm?
I got the gift. I opened it. I was ready for something. I thought it was wrapped in something.
Yeah.
The gift felt like it was soft, but, like, dense. So, I was like, oh, this must be a wrap and wrap inside. Mm-hmm. I opened it. It was a black cloth, and it was a drawing of my favorite band on the blanket.
It's thoughtful.
Yeah, so I was in a tough to, and
a drawing. What was the bid?
It was Danzig, the logo for Danzig.
Woman,
no mother.
Mother.
Santa. Anyway, so I was in her family's house at the time, so I got the gift. I had to suck it up. I smiled. Thank you.
How big was the blanket?
It was a bed, like a twin bed size.
How thick was it?
That's not a very big blanket.
Was it thick?
Wool. It was like a wool fabric. $60 wool.
Do you still have this blanket?
It's probably like 20, maybe $22 a yard.
Do you still have this blanket?
No, I gave it back to her.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, I was literally fed up. Because the year before that, I got like a Zara shirt.
Uh-huh.
It was like some terrible Zara shirt. It was like...
Did you ever wear it out?
No, I told her I don't like it.
Was she broke?
No. She had a job. I'm not asking for too much. Just give me something I like.
Was she good with money? Ho, ho, ho.
She should be. Yeah, she was working.
You don't have to...
No bills. We're young. We're kids. There's no bills. You work. What are you working for?
You can't expect reciprocity.
That's not a very big, good Christmas spirit of you.
Like I said, I was young. It was stupid of me, but I still did it anyway.
But that shit do suck. Ho, ho, ho.
This shit does suck.
Yeah.
But...
One sec. I think we need a break.
No, what is the worst gift you have ever got?
Oh, I didn't finish. Sorry. Oh. One sec. Sorry. Well, and then you get to you. I swear to God. Okay. So I gave it back to her. It took me a lot of courage to do this because I'm a nice guy.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm a nice guy. I can't do this. So for like 3 years, I held it in. But once I got that blanket after I spent like a lot of money, I was in her family's house. And I smiled. Thank you.
You can't have a meltdown in front of
Yeah.
me. Yeah.
After we go, so I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with a blanket, dude? For real. Like, I don't have blankets in the house. What are you saying? Like, what do you think? I need a blanket? Like, it's not. Anyway, she's like, what do you expect? Now, what do you expect? Like, what do you mean? Like, I did something wrong? I was like, I get the thoughtfulness. But what the fuck am I do with a blanket? For real.
You see, I think there's not much wrong with the gift.
It worked, because though.
It had thought behind it.
The next year, I got something OD lit. I got like a bottle of Henny.
You stayed together?
Yeah.
God damn.
I'm a good guy. She
knows
I am.
What did you get the next year?
The next year, I got like a bottle of Hennessy, the PS Vita when it came out, a couple mm-hmm. games, headset, new headphones. I love headphones.
So this is what...
I'm an addict, headphone
so
addict.
So you see what this is? The problem here...
It worked.
No, the problem here isn't the gift. The problem here is that you want a dollar amount thrown. You just want shit bought.
No, something I want. I want something I want. I don't want a blanket. I don't. Who wants a blanket?
A gift comes from a place of thought.
Okay, if I wanted a skull shirt.
Barack, is that the only thing she got you that year?
It was three things. A bottle of honey.
No, the blanket year.
Yeah, only blanket.
Okay. If you're going to give a thoughtful blanket, there needs to be something else with it. It can't be just the thoughtful blanket.
Yeah, it was just that's thoughtful.
That's in the gift world.
And here she is with $700 lingerie, $300 perfume.
How do you spend $700 on lingerie?
It's designer, like, it's lingerie a piece from of France. It's no, it was really fancy. It was really fancy.
And it's literally bra and panties, so it's like the smallest amount of clothing.
Lingerie.
No, I was 18, 19.
18 years old.
Well, you gave it to her in front of her family. Because apparently your whole family was there. No, they're like, sexy thong.
Yeah, facts.
And then you're like, hey, my blanket.
Santa saw.
No, but it was nice. It was a three-piece lingerie piece, like a set. It was like very like Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
An emerald.
Yeah, all right.
You're an artsy silk. Guy.
I know my
he's
thing.
He's a horny guy.
No.
He was fucking walking through a lingerie store with a boner.
Santa's bought some wine.
No. Walking around.
She'll look good in this.
No.
Ring it up.
I thought it was fly. I was like, if I was a girl, I would want this. And I got it for her.
And that is, I believe that.
If I was a girl, I would want that. I that's fire.
I believe that sentiment.
Yeah. If I was a girl, I would want that. So I bought that. And I also bought her.
If I was a girl, I would want that.
Yeah. Let's not chase that thought.
anyway.
But also $700 is crazy.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
It's Christmas.
It's like the smallest
that's
amount of
too much
the clothing that you could buy. $700 on a Christmas gift.
That's the least I can do.
No, the least you could do was less money.
No, that's the least I could do.
Go to Victoria's Secret.
No, I don't do that.
What do you mean? It's lingerie. Who gives a fuck?
I don't do that.
What were we saying about
it comes right off anyway.
What was Santa and Barack
lingerie? Lingerie is so pointless. Danny, comes right off.
This is a good point. Look,
we have discussing. A show idea for you.
Yeah, how much are you going to stare at it?
Look, we were thinking, this is the concept. We were talking about animal testing, cosmetic animal testing, right? Mm-hmm. And then my thought was, what the fuck do they do with these animals after they're all dolled up? Right? They're all sexy and shit.
Like they put a face full of makeup
and
on a pig.
Santa, yeah. Santa was like, imagine you threw on some lingerie. And I was like, Victoria's Secret Animal Testing Center.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Like a beauty show?
Yeah, you go to the boss's room. He sent the monkeys off to the boss's room.
And the logic is that they have to test if the linen is safe for humans.
Mm-hmm.
So they just got monkeys dressed up like whores.
right after
the
closet.
Full of makeup and they fucking
and they got real doctors in there.
The monkeys all dolled up from the cosmetics and they go into this Victoria's Secret showroom. They get all man hot, fucking sexy
who's
monkeys.
Who's judging that shit?
There's judges
just staring at.
No,
it.
I think the bosses get their rounds in. Tarzan.
No, you're just staring at that shit like, hey, this is safe now.
Anyway, all right, that was a bit we thought about earlier.
Little monkeys walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that monkey. We're selling that one. That's fall 2024.
I don't know what the worst gift I ever got was. I think if I had to say.
Can you tighter on the ass section?
The worst gift Danny, I ever got, it would be a tin of popcorn that Santa got me. He's a fucking piece of shit. He got me a bunch of popcorn. That I know was given for free downstairs.
Nah.
Santa purchased that.
Santa did not spend a dime on that.
How do you think he got the CVS bag? And the M&Ms and the vape? Things
is
were purchased.
Is that true? He told me he got it downstairs.
CVS?
No, I went to the smoke shop.
Santa went to a couple locations.
Well, you know
Santa
what?
Printed out fucking wrapping paper.
Well, you know what?
Santa spent money on your fucking tin of popcorn.
I owe Santa a round of drinks then.
God damn it.
We're taking Santa to Smithfield's.
Yeah. Alright. We're out of here. Let's get out of here. Let's go buy Santa a round of drinks.
Alright, let's get out of here. Santa! Merry fucking Christmas, all our listeners. We love you all year. Thank you for sticking with us. To all listening, this is your boy Barack.
It's Danny. And I wish you all a Merry Christmas. And listen, when you get gifts, just don't throw a dollar amount. Put some thought into it. Put some love
into it. I agree.
Santa, no, you don't agree. Santa, all your gifts are based on dollar signs.
You guys are rotten to your core.
Yeah.
You guys are some of the worst people I've ever met in my entire life. Santa just wanted to bring joy to a Jehovah Witness and a Muslim.
I'm an atheist.
And a Muslim.
I'm an atheist.
It never comes out right.
I might have to become Muslim soon.
I live in the North Pole. I'm Christian. It's documented.
We don't have Muslims.
We have Pole. Why? It's me and the elves.
It's too cold. We're from the
desert.
You
think you want me to teach the elves Islam? You can't appease everybody, you know? Everyone wants me to teach them religion.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas!
Santa got you some rockets.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.